reading an essay by Montaigne. 26. On educating children.
Let the tutor not merely require a verbal account of what the boy has been taught, but the meaning and the substance of it. Let him judge how the child has profited from it, not from the evidence of his memory, but from that of his life. Let him take what the boy has just learned and make him show him dozens of different aspects of it and then apply it to just as many different subjects, in order to find out whether he has really grasped it and made it part of himself. Judging the boy's progress by what Plato taught about education. Spewing up food exactly as you have swallowed it is evidence of a failure to digest and assimilate it. The stomach has not done its job if, during concoction, it fails to change the substance and the form of what it is given. Our souls are moved only at second hand, being shackled and constrained to what is desired by someone else's ideas. They are captives, enslaved to the authority of what they have been taught. We have been so subjected to leading reins that we take no free steps on our own. Our drive to be free has been quenched. They are never free from tutelage. In Pisa, I met, in private, a decent man who is such an Aristotelian that the most basic of his doctrines is as a touchstone and a measuring scale of all sound ideas and of each and every truth lie in their conformity with the teachings of Aristotle, outside of which all is inane and chimerical. Aristotle has seen everything, done everything. When that proposition?
Try again.
Proposition.
That's right.
When that proposition was taken too widely and unfairly interpreted, for a long time he had a great deal of trouble from the Roman Inquisition. Let the tutor pass everything through a filter and never lodge anything in the boy's head simply by authority, at second hand. Let the principles of Aristotle not be princesses. Principle. Let the principles of Aristotle not be principles for him any more than those of the Stoics or Epicureans. Let this diversity of judgments be set before him. If he can, he will make a choice. If he cannot, then he will remain in doubt. Only fools have made up their mind and are certain.
You told me the same thing before.
For doubting pleases me as much as knowing. For if it is by his own reasoning that he adopts opinions of Xenophon and Plato, they are no longer theirs. They are his. To follow another is to follow nothing. We are under no king. Let each man act freely. Let him at least know what he does know. He should not be learning their precepts but drinking in their humors. If he wants to, let him not be afraid to forget where he got them from. But let him be sure that he knows how to appropriate them. Truth and reason are common to all. They no more belong to the man who first put them into words than to him who last did so. Plato and I see and understand it the same way. Bees ransack flowers here and flowers there, but then they make their own honey, which is entirely theirs and no longer time or maharam. Similarly, the boy will transform his borrowings. He will confound their forms so that the end product is entirely his, namely, his judgment, the forming of which is the only aim of his toil, his study, and his education. Let him hide the help he received and put only his achievements on display. Pillagers and borrowers make a parade of what they have bought and built, not of what they have filched from others. You never see the presents given to a parliamentary lawyer. What you see are the honors which he obtains for his children and the families they marry into. Nobody puts his income on show, only his possessions. The profit we possess after study is to have become better and wiser. As Epicharmus said, that which sees and hears is our understanding. It is our understanding which benefits all, which arranges everything, which acts, which is master and which reigns. We indeed make it into a slave and a coward by not leaving it free to do anything of itself. Which tutor ever asks his pupil what he thinks about rhetoric or grammar or this or that statements of Cicero?
They built them into our memory, paneling and all, as though they were oracles, in which letters and syllables constitute the actual substance. Knowing something does not mean knowing it by heart. That simply means putting it in the larder of our memory. That which we rightly know can be deployed without looking back at the model, without turning our eyes back towards the book. What a wretched ability it is which is purely and simply bookish. Book learning should serve as an ornament, not as a foundation. Following the conclusion of Plato that true philosophy consists in resoluteness, faithfulness, and purity, whereas the other sciences, which have other aims, are merely cosmetic.
I'm a west side baby. I'm a west side baby.
Thank you for listening. For more, please visit freetime.education/rewind. Text copyrights by respective authors. Audio copyright 2024 by Freetime Rewind. Music by Lord Geo.
Westside, baby. I'm from Manhattan. My mama took a couple hits and raised a Westside, baby. I gotta make it to the top for my fam. I can't take no maybe. I'm not a younger no more. Time flies so fast if it like last year I was 1-4. Oh. Life is better than before. Ain't nobody gave me keys, I had to break down that door. Oh. West side, baby. Whoa. Hey, toda la gente que me está escuchando, sigan sus sueños. I want everyone to follow your dreams. No dejen que nadie les diga que no. You hear me? Don't let nobody, and I mean nobody, say no. Yo, I'm a west side, baby. I'm a west side, baby. I'm a west side.